Countdown begins.
Fresh. You're listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. Chris. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, the plumbing sales coach, Chris Fresh. And today we're going to be talking about something so important. This comes up all the time in my coaching calls. This comes up pretty much anytime I meet a plumbing business owner. They always say, Chris, how do I get the good guys? Chris, how do I find the good guys? The better question is how do you get the good guys to follow you? And by today's podcast, I'm going to deliver to you, I promise, by the end of this thing, you're going to know exactly what it takes to build that awesome crew. And how do you find them? And how do they find you? And why would they find you? And why would they even want to work for you? Maybe those are some better questions that we're going to discover and talk about. Before we get too far into this thing, I just want to say, if you've ever wanted coaching, you've ever wanted information about who we are and what we do and how we can help, simply go to our website, www.theplumbingsalescoach.com. Simply fill out that form and we will send you an ebook helping you with the three big problems, the three big lies, the big three things that are keeping you from big profits. And on top of that, if you fill that form out and tell us what your biggest problem is, sometimes we'll solve it for you in our response just for free because we love you. And that's what we preach on this show. That's what we preach with this brand is service over sales. And so that's what we're about. Now, look, today we're going to be getting into this topic. Today we're going to be talking about how to hire guys and how to find guys and how to really build out that crew. But something that we have to understand, there's going to be three real key takeaways today that we're going to talk about that will help you not only find those guys, but more importantly, I really want to emphasize this today is how they find you. It's more important that you got to look at this like fishing, not hunting. This is not about going and stealing guys away. This is not about going and giving the farm away. This isn't about dangling out big, huge sign-on bonuses or big, huge guarantees, $50 an hour, $60. We end up getting into this competition and quite honestly, hiring the wrong people, the wrong motivated people, and there's just a better way. Number one, you've got to have a plan. You've got to have a strategy just like you do when it comes to acquiring customers. And if you've watched or listened to any of our episodes or any of our shows on any of our platforms, you've constantly hear us talk about the employee being the first customer. It's that first layer of customer. And just like you have to make the phone ring in the plumbing business, you have to have a marketing plan, an advertising plan, a branding strategy. You have to have a vision, so to speak, for that. You have to have one for your recruiting process, for your onboarding process. And so this is where we oftentimes just kind of hope that maybe it'll work out with our marketing strategies with our customer. We throw everything on Google and we don't realize there's a bigger practice here. Well, in our hiring world, we do the same thing. We maybe hire a program like Indeed or Applicant Pro or one of these services, which are a complimentary. They're a portion of the bigger plan, but them by themselves aren't the entire plan. And so we got to talk about that a little bit today. And what do we got to do? What are the three key takeaways? What are the three things that we must achieve in order to become desirable, in order for people to want to come work for us, a place where people are basically, hey, are you hiring? Are you hiring? We have a list of people that want to work here. We just don't have enough spots. That's the position we really want to be in. And so the first point that we're going to drive home today, the first kind of key takeaway is be somewhere they want to work. What do I mean by that? Be somewhere they want to work. Well, think about this. If they come into your shop for an interview or they call you up for an interview or they find your information somewhere for an interview, what are they seeing? What do your trucks look like? What do the rest of your team look like? When you send your guy to the supply shop amongst the other technicians that you're trying to hire, what do you look like? What does it look like? Is your guys getting out when it's 100 degree weather, when it's 80 degree weather, when it's 90 degree weather, and they're sweating like they just never sweated before because they've got no AC in their truck? I mean, these things speak louder. What's it like at your shop? What's your shop look like? What's your parking lot look like? What's your work look like out in the field? Have some of these technicians come in behind your company and they've chalked you up to being a hack company, and they never would entertain you ever hiring them, even if you offered them a $45 million signing bonus, because they've got standards and they've got morals. And quite honestly, if you're looking for a guy or a woman or someone to come work for you that's going to display a level of service that you want to display for your customer, this has to be a good human. This has to be a good character. This has to be a good person. And so in that way, we want to attract that. And so we want to be somewhere they want to work. We want to be the best. We want to have the right look and feel. We want to have the right culture. How do we build that culture? Well, it's getting the right people. It's not allowing the negatives to stay around too long. It's not allowing it's that idea of the inmates running the asylum. You can't have that. You got to draw a line in the sand. You got to hold people accountable. You got to do all these things. This is somewhere where the top people want to work. This is where the best people want to work. They want to work somewhere where they look and feel professional, where they can be professional, where everyone else envies their job, not only because they say it's awesome, but because it looks awesome. You know, I know technicians out there that are riding around in trucks that are barely running. I know other technicians that are riding around in trucks that have brand new rims on them. That's a drastic difference. And if I'm a technician and I'm looking at $25 an hour, $26 an hour, one's got insurance and benefits, one doesn't have to, I don't have to work nights and weekends, one has rims on the truck. I'm assuming if they put rims on the truck, the heater and AC work, the radio works. That's important. The radio's got to work. The little things. You know, you would be the first one if you're a professional plumber to be like, I would never put a shark bite in my home, but you'll put a guy in a truck riding around on a patch tire. Truth hurts. But it's got to be said, because this is the reason they're not listening. This is the reason they're not wanting to work for you. This is the reason why you can't get them to come work for you. All the posts, all the things that you could say in the world. You know, I see plumbing companies that absolutely understand this. They don't just understand it from this standpoint, but they understand it on the next couple of levels that we're going to talk about here in just a few moments. You know, I did a retreat just recently and we had a great time. A lot of teaching, a lot of fun, a lot of good food. In fact, there's a video coming out on our YouTube channel, videos coming out on our Instagram, social media, Facebook. Check it out on our weekly updates talking about what we did on the retreat. But I had a good time, had a blast. It was well put on. I say that because my team did a lot of the work, not because I did it. But it looked great. But only so many people experience that. Only the people that were there experienced that. So yeah, you got to put on this great environment. Yeah, you got to put on this amazing experience for your technicians, but you need other people to see that. And that's going to happen not through what you say, but through what you do. And not what you do with your vehicle, but what you do with your employees' vehicles. What's it look like when they walk in that door for the interview? What are they seeing your CSR? What are they sitting at? An old rickety desk? What are they talking on? What are they typing on? If I walk into a plumbing shop and they got a TV on the wall displaying our graphics and logos, and they got different things going on in the shop that's just booming and it looks tight, looks current, looks like the color scheme that I expected it to look like, looks like the brand. And I walk into this environment and I'm like, man, this is tight. And I see a brand new flat screen monitor where the CSRs are working. I even see maybe a cubicle that's got some, because you got three or four dispatcher CSRs in there. You got five or six, whatever you got, maybe 20. I've seen some shops, you got 30 CSRs in there because you're running 60, 80 trucks, 100 trucks, 200 trucks, whatever. Whatever the scenario is. But it looks cool. It's updated. It's current. It's modern. The coffee pot doesn't look like you bought it from Denny's when Denny's was done using it. Like, this stuff matters, because that's going to transfer over to the type of equipment that you buy, the kind of trucks that you buy. That's going to transfer over to the cameras they're going to be using. That's going to transfer over to the iPads and the software that they're going to be using. Whether they see it or not, they're going to envision it based on what they are seeing. All this stuff matters. All this stuff matters. Look. There's something that we call the Fresh Force out there. Okay, the Fresh Force is basically you. Okay, it's those that have been listening to the podcast, watching the show, thousands of you out there that literally follow this thing. You guys are about this thing and you're applying it within your own businesses. I see people out there that have plumbing businesses that aren't even clients that have taken on the mantra of service over sales. And I even get some people reaching out to me asking for permission to do that because it's trademarked. And I love it. And we give permission. If you're a plumbing company providing service to your customers, you want to take on some of this mantra and you're in the fresh forest. You're a service expert. Okay. You're not in the service expert inner circle. That's reserved for the companies that are in the actual training programs. But you are in the fresh forest. You may have merchandise. You may want merchandise. Let us know. We'll try to appease you the best we can. Okay. This is a great example of the second point that we're going to get into. You know, this first point of being something that's worth working for is one thing. The second point is you got to tell them. You know, we had this event, this retreat. We had a great time. Again, only a certain number of companies actually got to experience that. But now a lot of you are getting to experience it because I'm telling you. Some of you are going to experience it because you're going to watch the video. Some of you are going to experience it because you heard me talk about it on this podcast or on another podcast or on one of our live videos. But we told you about it. We showed you. We want you to experience it too. Maybe you weren't able to come. Maybe that guy doesn't work for you, but you guys did something awesome. There's another plumbing company out there just recently put out a video that's really cool. It shows this amazing event that they went on with all their guys. They had a grand time. In fact, we got a chance to help edit that video. We put some graphics on there and some messaging on there to help them kind of with their message. But man, that is telling them, not going on there and be like, my name's Chris Fresh and I'm the plumbing sales coach. And if you work for me, it's going to be awesome. It's great. It's amazing. We have this, we have that, we do this. Yeah, that's part of it. But showing them, right? Like telling them through social media, having a marketing plan, doing different events, doing these things with your crew, taking candid pictures during the day of guys on the job site, working in a branded uniform, getting out of a branded truck, using new equipment. Why does everybody want to play for the Yankees? Why does everybody want to play? Look, everyone gets paid in the majors. Everyone gets paid in the majors. You might look, you could make a little bit more. And maybe it's about that for some people. You know, some of these athletes out there, they it's all about how much they can make. They could care less if they win or not. But for the most part, it's about the culture. You want to be a Yankee because they're considered champions. You want to be a Laker because that's considered champion. You want to be a Patriot. You know, now I can already hear it now. The Colts fans are like, what? The Celtics fans are like, did he just? I did. But there's a reality to it. I didn't create that reality. And so do you want everyone to envy you or love you? Well, make them make a decision. Be worth talking about. Be worth talking about. Tell them. Show them. It's amazing. We're going to get into that in just a minute, actually. We're going to really dive into this in just a second. But before we do, I really want to make sure you guys understand this is the type of stuff, this show right here, this podcast is like, if we're talking about this being a dig job in relation to the products and services and the coaching that we do, this would be like when we talk about ripping up the grass, not even the dirt. That's all we cover on this show. This is very surface training, very surface coaching. I've heard a lot of people say, why would I buy your training? You give away so much on the show. If you think this is good, get in the training. My goodness, we do a workshop that you can request information on. It's a one-time fee. In fact, we got three options at the end of that workshop. One of them is you can get a full refund if you didn't think the information is good. Never had anyone ask for a refund. Don't be the first. Bottom line is you basically have taken away all the risk. Get in there. We talk about the three things that are most important. We talk about your price book. We talk about your numbers. We talk about the finances of your business. That's one portion of what we talk about. The second portion that we talk about is your dispatch scheduling and your actual pacing and whatnot. And then we talk about your guys being able to actually convert on these jobs and turn them into sales, turn them into not just sales, but turn them into experiences for your customer that they are excited to spend their money, that they brag about. All you got to do is go to www.theplumbingsalescoach.com and you can fill out the information. Then we'll email you the ebook. We'll get you whatever information you need. We're a service over sales industry. We teach that. And so we example that. You won't get hassled or hammered by one of our sales reps. What we do is we put you on the phone with a growth strategy expert, and they help decide what's best for you and your company. Sometimes that's some free training. Sometimes that's some paid training. It just depends on what's best for you. But you won't know, and we won't know, and we can't help you grow unless you go to www.theplumbingsalescoach.com right now. Actually, wait till I get through the rest of this podcast and then go there. All right, so we're going to dive into point three, which is show them. I've alluded to this, okay? Now, I've said this idea of show them as it relates to telling them. Now, there's two different points I'm making here, and so I don't want to lose you. Number one, we got to be somewhere people want to work. We got to be, like, if you're fishing, you can't just throw anything in the water. You got to be bait that a fish would want to eat first. That's the first thing. Then you got to let them know. And we do that by letting it sit there. We do that by letting the smell of that, you know, soak through the water. We use a lure and we get their attention, but we show them. Okay. Now we're going to, we tell them. Now we're going to show them. And here's the big difference that I'm basically making. You A, be the place everyone wants to work. Then you tell the world, and then you show your current staff. Basically, you treat them like gold. And then what happens is someone says, ooh, that place looks good. Okay. Ooh, that place sounds good. And then they come work there and then they're like, wow, this place is good. And then they tell everyone. They start telling people. They know other plumbers. They know other guys that are looking for that great job that doesn't exist where the grass is greener, but it's not really. Once you get over there, you find out it's just like all the other places and it sucks the same, but for different reasons, different circumstances, different benefactors. I mean, the reality is here, folks, is that when it comes down to it, it's not a matter of what you offer. It's a matter of if they trust it. It's not about what you can do for them. It's about whether or not you will do it for them. Oh, they know the owner's got the money. They know that the company has the money. They know that the company and owners have the ability. In fact, they think you can do more. They think you're keeping all this money that comes in. They think all the revenue is profit. For you plumbers that are listening, that's not true. I'm an advocate for you, but that's not accurate. You'd be shocked. Pennies on the dollar. Okay, that's not how it works. But here's the thing. There's enough money to reinvest. There is enough money to make this place look worthwhile. I mean, there's enough money there to go get the new equipment. There is enough money there. If you want the best, you got to be the best. Like, the winners don't want to work in a losing environment. It's an oxymoron in itself. And to promise victory after victory, it's kind of like the Cleveland Browns coming out and being like, come play for us and we'll win a championship. People are like, what? Win? For you people that don't follow sports, the Cleveland Browns don't win championships. So for them to start saying that they do won't be enough. And they're not going to win championships by going to get the best players because the best players aren't going to come play there. And they can't lure them away with just money because they're only going to get guys that care about the money because they can't win championships. And so the people that want to win. So what do they have to do? They have to start building from the ground up. They have to start improving their training room. They have to start improving their staff. They have to start bringing in winning coaches. They have to start bringing in. And then they start training and molding. And eventually they have the culture of a winner. Like the Astros, they lost for a long time. Then they became winners. Then we found out they cheated. It's a different story. I'm a Dodgers fan. It is what it is. My podcast, I'm going to take shots. But back to point three, you got to show them. Now, how's that work? Well, if I put an ad out and I put a marketing strategy out that says, hey, look, we don't work nights and weekends. We don't do on-call. You show them by not making them work on-call. You show them by not making them work nights and weekends. You know, there's tons of companies in the program right now. Tons of companies in the program. We got over 160, 170 techs in the program. We got tons of companies in the program that are literally exampling this every day. Their guys are going home 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the evening. Sometimes they work till 6, 7 o'clock, hardly ever. For the most part, they're working to 3, 4, 5 o'clock. They're not working nights and weekends. They're not working holidays. They're not running a million miles an hour. They're not driving all over town. And they're generating $7,000, $10,000, $12,000 a week per truck. Profitable money too. Customers are happy. They're getting 5-star reviews and they love their job. They love where they work. It's possible. It's possible, but so are championships in the NFL, but they don't just happen because you want a championship in the NFL. They don't just happen because you get the best players. You got to create a culture and an environment for those best players to thrive in. You got to create a culture and an environment for those best players to want to thrive in. And you got to have a culture and an environment that people even believe you can thrive in. This stuff all matters. Look, we talk about this in the ebook. You can get the ebooks free. It's like 30 pages, 20 pages. I don't know, whatever it is. 15 pages, 3 pages. I'm just joking. It's 20 pages. 20 pages of information for free. There you go. Plumbing sales coach. Everything I've learned and been burned on, basically all, actually mostly what I've learned through failure, doing it the hard way. You can avoid that. Get the ebook. It's completely free. Just go to www.theplumbingsalescoach.com and request it. Or you can go to our Facebook page and request it. But you're probably going to get it faster through an email. We'll respond right away. Here you go. Enjoy it. A little secret there. If you've ever gotten an email from us here recently, we've actually attached that ebook into our email signature. So we just give that thing away. We want you guys to help. Don't be afraid to get on a call with us. We're going to help. If you can't afford the product, I know companies get on here and they're barely straggling along. So my first goal is, how do we infuse cash into their business so that they can then afford the product? I mean, right? I mean, there's no point in trying to squeeze you guys. So get in there, request information, let us help. Find out if we can help. We can. www.theplumbingsalescoach.com. It's that simple. All right. Guys, listen, subscribe to the podcast. I don't know if you're listening to us on Google, or if you're listening to us on Apple, if you're listening to us on Stitcher or Spotify or Google or Boogle. I don't know. All the different ones. There's so many out there. Subscribe. Make sure you get alerts every time we release a podcast. We love doing this. We love you guys. We absolutely love doing all of this. We got that podcast. And also, here's the thing. We got a workshop coming up all the time. Always workshops coming up. These one-time workshops that will solve these problems. Again, if you don't like the service at the end of the workshop, you can get a full refund, or you can apply it towards any one of our coaching programs. Cannot make this any easier. I cannot remove any more risk, and I cannot take any more excuse away from you to be able to jump in here and get your business fixed right now. Get your life back. Make big money the right way. Guys, I love you. Always, always, always. This will never, ever, ever change. Remember, serve your communities and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day. Fresh.